This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the DJV program. It's kind of a continuation when we have Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell on. It's a continuing conversation. So DJV Health, in this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the run-through of things that Ken has researched over the week. Not only is he a cardiologist practicing at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mondura, Florida, where you can always contact him and do either people from all over the country come down to see Ken because they hear him on the radio and they like his bedside manner. So they go visit with him, as I do at least once a year, spend a whole day at the clinic kind of figuring me out from top to bottom. You can do the same thing if you contact the office down in Mondura, Florida. Meanwhile, Ken has been researching as he does every, he's a researcher in addition to being a cardiologist. And so the journals are out this week with more of COVID focus, including the effect of the vaccine booster for COVID-19 and how it goes not only to helping prevent the COVID, but apparently it has some benefits for people with cancer, Ken.
It sure does. And before we get into COVID, I just want to mention something from last week. We were talking about HPV, human papillomavirus, and how this causes cervical cancer and can even cause cancer of the throat, especially in guys. And somebody asked me a question, and I just want to make sure it was clear that yes, this is a sexually transmittable disease. This is how it's transmitted, the human papillomavirus. Woman gets it, and in the teens, it's being recommended that this vaccine be given, especially to women. And I know it's a little bit controversial because of it being a sexually transmissible disease. And I just want to make sure that was clear because I did get a couple of questions about that during the week.
Well,
but anyway,
I think there is also some
to what Doug was asking about the vaccine booster for COVID-19. The good news is this week that it is effective in people with cancer. This comes out of the medical journal Cancer Cell. I get a lot of questions from people. Should I get boosted? Should I not get boosted? And it has come up several times with people with cancer. Is this something that's going to work in me, or is it going to make my cancer worse? Should I be getting it? And I think that anybody who has cancer just needs to be treated like anybody else and realize the good news is that it's going to work and it's not going to make your cancer worse. And this is very important. And we're getting to the point, and I think you're going to probably hear something about it this week. There's going to be a declaration from the CDC, I hope, and the FDA that everybody is eligible for a booster. There's no longer just how old you are, but anyone 6 months or longer since they've had the second vaccine, I think it's going to come out that you're eligible. So listen up if you haven't had the booster yet and you want it. And I'll just tell you, you know, what I've done, I certainly, as I became eligible for the booster, got it. And I feel very happy that my antibody levels are very high now.
Now, the next COVID item, Ken, is a report on how many cases there are. The news media seems to be fascinated or dedicated or somehow so wrapped around this. It's fear-based thinking, and I don't know what good it does us to know that the number of cases has gone up. There is the holiday consideration, what do they call it, super spreaders when we have Thanksgiving dinner together or trick-or-treating or Christmas. So what's the number, what's the stat here?
Well, I think it's important that we understand how the virus is transmitted and thus why the numbers are going up to try to keep the numbers down. And we now know that this is an indoor virus. We now know that it's spread by people talking and it coming out into the air, sometimes by coughing, but especially by talking. And as the holidays approach and winter approaches, so this is a cold, hardy virus. It's going to increase in number because it's getting cold. It's going to increase in number because we're all going inside because it's cold and to celebrate. And we're going in large numbers on top of each other because of the holiday. So these are all factors which allow the virus to spread to amongst us and to grow in numbers. And not surprisingly, that's why we're seeing increases in numbers in about half the states already, and it's not even Thanksgiving.
Right. So I don't want to be a predictor because I think that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's just important. Why don't we go over for a moment, if you will, what people ought to be doing to make sure that they're doing their part not to contribute to the rise in the numbers.
Well, the most important thing, you have to be under in a cave for a year not to know this, is to get vaccinated. And, you know, I think Doug and I are not big mandators, but again, we're pro-vaccine, and I certainly have gotten it myself, my family, and have been boosted. And there's just more and more evidence that you're going to live longer if you're vaccinated. Also, I'm advocating everybody get a flu shot this season because of you don't want to get confused in the emergency room of having flu when it's really COVID-19. And you want the usual things we now all know about. Social distancing is important, keeping your hands off your face, clean off your face. This is not a virus that's passed by touching the objects. It's in the air. You breathe it in. It gets into your face, your nose, your eyes, your mouth. And that's how you get this. But if you do get your hands into something where it's there and put it on your face from your hands, you will spread it. That's why you want to keep it, your hands off your face. Masking, I also think, is helpful.
Yeah, depends on the circumstance. I'm here at this Farm Broadcasters Convention in a hotel in Kansas City, Kansas this week as we do this program. And one of the things that's been obvious to me has been people, the younger women especially who are here, are wearing masks much of the time, whereas the older men are not, which I find kind of interesting.
If you're outdoors, you're going to be okay. If you're indoors in a crowd, it's a different story.
Probably a good idea. All right. Don't forget our podcast every week. We have Ken and Jack on a podcast, not together necessarily, although I thought the other day it had been a while since I put the two of you together for an hour. I might do that just to discuss some of the issues from the different perspectives that you have on it. But at any rate, the DJV podcast, DJV Health Podcast, available every week at djvhealthshow.com with Ken and or Jack. We'll continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Stand by after these words.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To prep for and save during this holiday shopping season, customers with EBT cards and select government assistance programs can get a 50% discount on an Amazon Prime membership, paying just $5.99 a month. Customers who verify their eligibility can receive access to all Prime benefits, including free two-day delivery on over 100 million items, exclusive shopping deals and discounts, as well as access to thousands of movies, shows, and music. Eligible customers can also use their SNAP EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order groceries, including shelf-stable pantry items, fresh produce, meats, dairy, and more for all their upcoming holiday needs. Customers can save time with free and convenient home delivery on qualifying orders. No Prime membership required. Plus, Amazon makes life easier with secure delivery and return options, including Amazon Hub Lockers, and allows shoppers to save on everyday essentials like diapers and cleaning supplies. For more information and to save 50% on Amazon Prime membership, visit Amazon.com/qualify.
Back with Dr. Ken on DJV Health. Doug Steffen now with a focus on the Pfizer COVID antiviral pill. I saw several stories about this week. I think we touched on this last week, suggesting Pfizer would announce that it'd be able to license its COVID-19 antiviral pill. So let's talk about how this works and where people can get it and whether or not there will be one from Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. I think I saw something Moderna was working on a pill as well. The problem is, Ken, some people think they're going to be able to take these pills and they'll be the same as the shot, but they aren't, are they?
Well, I would still advocate, even if we have therapy, that people get vaccinated. It seems as though the vaccines are the items that are going to keep you away from this, the best shot, no pun intended. And the real benefit so far of the vaccines is that they're so good at keeping you out of the hospital and making sure that you live. And that's where they're so effective. They're not 100% effective, but they're very effective. Right now, if you get the shots, the two, and stay boosted, it looks like it's 95% effective for keeping you from dying and also out of the hospital. And that's darn good. There are people, for reasons that, health reasons, they can't take the vaccine, religious reasons they can't take the vaccine, and therapeutics then I think become a good option. And Merck and Pfizer are developing new therapeutic items. We have the monoclonal antibody already available, which is very effective. So there are therapeutic options out there, and I think you just have to look at all the possibilities. And for me, even if I knew the therapeutic options were there and I hadn't been vaccinated yet, I still would get vaccinated. That's my personal approach.
As I look at this, the pill is to be used after, if you have already contracted the illness, then you take this pill orally pretty early after you've gotten the illness. And the low-income countries are looking at this because they don't have the shots. So you get sick, they're looking at giving this instead. So I guess that makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, that's going to be one of the options. And again, realize that they're not yet past FDA approval. So these are still out there. And, you know, anything can happen before they get final approval.
Pfizer one is supposed to be any day now. The FDA said last month that it's going to hold an advisory meeting on November 30th to review Merck's oral antiviral COVID treatment. So it'll be interesting to see as that shakes out, how it's used. I think if I were in another country getting the Russian shots or the Chinese shots, I'd want to have some of that stuff laying around just to be protected. All right, we move on with Dr. Ken here on the DJV Health Program. So
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Back now with Dr. Ken. Let's move away from COVID because there are a lot of other things that are going on that we ought to discuss and give people an update on. For example, I see a study that suggests that I want to get a definition from you of mild brain injury and what that leads to. But how do we define, is it concussions when you're playing football as a child or you're falling, like when I was a kid, and still as an adult, I bang my head on things at the farm. And so I don't know what the definition of mild brain injury is. How do you deem it?
Well, this was actually a study of soldiers, and the definition's a little vague, and I guess we all know what a severe blow to the head is, and this would just be a mild blow to the head, and that's as far as we get it defined, and what we learn here is that even these mild injuries among soldiers, and I think we know what the real severe ones are, they do lead to early decline in your ability to think and remember. This was published this week in PLOS-1. So what I think it's telling us is that it's just, maybe it's common sense, but you just want to try to avoid and prevent whatever head injury you can, even if it's mild.
All right. So when we talk about cognitive decline, are we talking about early onset Alzheimer's or dementia, or are we not talking about something that's that severe?
Well, we're talking about losing one's ability to remember and think quicker than had they not had any injury. I think that's as close as you can get to defining what we're talking about.
But doesn't that happen anyway as you age? It was something else I saw this week about aging.
This will happen in all of us as we age, but the point being is that it's quicker, that it's just more rapidly declining than it should.
Yeah. All right. Now, the coffee drinkers of America, the tea drinkers of America have apparently something to celebrate. This is, I think, the counter to the last study we talked about with coffee wasn't good because it creates AFib, and I don't know what you get out of tea, but let's delve into what this latest study suggests about the benefits of drinking coffee.
But well, again, just talking about cognitive decline. Before you start asking me, you know, why the mechanism, why this all happens, because I know that you love to figure out why these conclusions occur. This study is not that near that yet. And the other important caveat of a study like this is that we all want to keep our caffeine levels under 400 milligrams per day. But given those two caveats, we now know two liquids that we can consume, and it will actually lower our risk of getting stroke or what you were talking about before, dementia. And that's pretty cool. So in this study, they discovered that consuming coffee and or tea lowers your risk of getting a stroke and getting dementia. And this comes out of, again, PLOS-1 medicine this week. Neat news.
Well, I'm just wondering, because the main ingredient in coffee, cocoa beans, why eating chocolate wouldn't be good for you as well to lower stroke rates and dementia risk.
Well, why don't you write a grant and do a study? Because
it doesn't always
intuitively follow, but it might, and this is how new research is born.
Yeah, well, I understand. Maybe I'll fund a study. How's that? If I can find somebody to do it. All right, we got one more COVID thing that I want to touch on as we move ahead here in the next half hour of DJ.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a trial of national interest, Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted Friday on all counts in a double homicide case in Kenosha, Wisconsin. In Washington, D.C., President Biden spoke to reporters shortly after the Rittenhouse verdicts came in.
I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works.
Biden commenting there as he was returning to the White House after getting his physical in Bethesda. He noted about his physical that he felt great and joked about just turning 58. In fact, today is his 79th birthday. Democrats celebrating after the House passed a $1.7 trillion social spending bill yesterday. Speaking with reporters about that, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the bill monumental, saying it's about the nation's values and future. Republicans say it's a big, wasteful spending spree by Democrats. and this is USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris becoming the first woman in U.S. history to hold presidential powers. However briefly, President Biden was briefly under anesthesia yesterday during his colonoscopy, which was part of his annual physical at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. And during that time, the presidential authority was transferred to Vice President Harris. The Postmaster General still has his job, but a couple of his close associates are now leaving the Postal Board of Governors. Here's more from Wendy King.
President Biden has nominated Derek Kahn and Daniel Tangerlini to positions on the U.S. Postal Service's governing board. They'll replace two allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The announcement comes after scrutiny of DeJoy, whose plans to cut costs at the Postal Service has led to slower mail delivery. I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In the second half hour with Dr. Ken this week, Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen with yet another COVID. I'm trying to separate these out so that people don't just think this is the COVID show. The government says our country could soon approve the boosters for everybody. I thought that I'm confused because I thought everybody was entitled to get them now, including children. So where was I wrong in my thinking, Ken?
Well, that's this, either the first shot, the second shot, and then after that, the third is a booster shot. So I think what you're a little confused on is that the kids age 5 to 12 recently got approved to get their first shot, which is a half of a dose of the what the adults get above age 12. And we have been giving maybe down to age, definitely down to age 60, maybe in some places down to age 50, the booster, which is given 6 months after the second shot. And what is being discussed now is just everybody 6 months after their second shot being eligible to get the booster. And the booster with Moderna is half the dose of the first and second shot. With Pfizer, it's just another regular shot in adults.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how many children do you know who are five and older have gotten shots? You talk to parents. The parents still come in and say to you, hey, Dr. Ken, what do you think I should do about vaccinating my child? I know my daughter asked me what I thought, and I said, I don't know enough.
I do get that question, and I hear from opinions of parents, and there are strong opinions on both sides. And, you know, one side says that it's so rare for children age 5 to 12 to get serious illness, and there weren't that many people in the studies in that age group, and they're concerned about is it worth taking the risk to vaccinate kids in that age group. And then I hear on the other side is that even though it's been few and rare, it's not been zero, and a few hundred kids in that age group have died. And also, we don't know about long haulers in that, in this age group, you know, kids who might have a mild illness but may have effects on their taste and smell and their thoughts and their energy level for a long time, who knows, maybe forever. And there may be late inflammatory illnesses that you see in children that could affect their heart, other organs, not common, but why expose the child to these long, these late chronic inflammatory illnesses, which do occur in children after a viral illness, if you can prevent the whole thing. So I hear strong opinions on both sides of this one. And, you know, this is one where you have to look at your child, the risk of getting any viral illness. You know, if you have a young 5-year-old who has been in the hospital several times in their life already because of asthma, you know, that's an easy decision. That kid really needs to be vaccinated for COVID-19. Whereas if you're living in an area of the country that has had almost no COVID-19, has no COVID-19, and your child is a totally normal 7-year-old with no other illnesses, no chronic illness, you know, should that child be vaccinated? You know, it's a real tough one. And this is where you as a parent with your pediatrician child need to discuss this for each of the children in your family, what you're going to do for that child. And, you know, some will say one size does fit all, vaccinate them all, just get it over with. And other experts in this area will say, you know, let's figure it out. Even the people on the committee of the FDA that approved this, on that committee, there were experts who said, just vaccinate them all. And on that committee were a few experts who said, I just want to give the ability of the parents to be able to discuss this vaccine with their pediatrician. So that's why I'm voting for it.
My grandson, well, I now have two this week. My son's wife gave birth to a baby boy the other day.
Wow.
Weighed 8 pounds, 9 ounces, had a hard time coming out. So she was going to have natural childbirth, but after about 2 or 3 hours of labor, the doctors decided that the head of the baby was so big that she would go through an excruciating birth, unless she had the epidural. So they brought her over to Cedars and she had the epidural, and then 2 hours later gave birth to a 8 pound, nine. This, and the kids, I've put some of the pictures, of him up on my Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. Or facebook.com/Doug Steffen is just a plump, beautiful little baby, but he has got a pretty good sized head. And, so, I'm thinking about him as we move along and what will be the status when he gets to be 5 or 6 years old of stuff like this, and just wonder, wow, what do we have to look forward to? But then, look at how happy the parents are and how happy we all are. There's great warmth that comes from having babies, and so protecting them, it depends on your point of view. If you think they ought to have a shot, I think there's enough information around now, Ken, so that the legitimate info that suggests, you know, I think Alex Jones or somebody like that was spreading around a rumor that the government in the vaccine put a chip so that they could track us for the rest of our lives, which was turned out to be pure nonsense. And so it gets to be difficult because, you know, you have guys like that who are spreading a lot of misinformation on a lot of talk radio programs that's based on politics. And unfortunately, people believe it. And therefore, we have a harder time getting ourselves through all of this. As you said earlier in the program, you and I both believe in vaccines. You've tried to get me to have a flu vaccine every year since I've known you. And I never have, never had the flu. But I did get a flu vaccine this year just because I have this new baby in my family and I spend a lot of time with him. And I guess I just want to make sure. And I don't see, in my heart of hearts and my soul of soul, I don't feel like there is the danger there that some people, you know, who time will tell. is there danger? There are some things that the FDA has approved that down the road they proved to have been mistaken in approving it. But I guess you have to, the risk of progress is.
But not in vaccines. Vaccines, the history of vaccines, and maybe there'll be one that breaks this rule, but the history of vaccines forever has been if there's a problem with the vaccine, it doesn't occur late. It occurs early.
All right, we continue. Don't forget about our DJV download, which is a synopsis of the conversation that we have every week. If you haven't got time to listen to the shows in their entirety, you can pick up much of the nuance of our conversations by going to DJVHealthShow.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Be better than yesterday. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Yesterday is gone, and so are any mistakes made then, too. Instead of thinking you're a terrible person for making the mistakes you've made, your current moment would be better spent applying the lessons you learned from the mistakes you made. Wisdom isn't just knowing something, it's living it. You will always make mistakes. Each new day is an opportunity. A new opportunity, and each new opportunity seized runs the risk of messing up. But once you've messed up, past tense. In other words, it's in the past. It's yesterday, and today is today. So right here and now, instead of living in shame, act on experience and be better than yesterday. For help with insight along the way, check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conti.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. I noticed something that was in, we don't talk about dogs and animals and pets very much here, but they're a very important part of our existence. I found out, I don't think I told you this, I had an allergy test 3 or 4 weeks ago, and one of the things that came out in the skin test that they do was that I have an allergy to not the pets, but the dander that, you know, it's like skin flakes coming off, the same as I have an allergy to dusts. So I noticed, though, that there is an overview here of household noise and how that stresses out people and pets, yeah?
Yeah, an interesting article this week in the medical journal Frontiers in Veterinary Science. You know, you have a dog in your house and it just seems like it's anxious more often than it should be. And we know that dogs are very sensitive to very loud noises, but the breakthrough observation in this study is that everyday routine household noises, the vacuum cleaner, the garbage disposal, you name it, the television, they don't even have to be that loud, but just everyday noises that occur in any household seem to really upset many dogs, and it's good to be aware of that and do what you can to limit their exposure to any noises within the house and realize that that's why they may appear stressed out.
Pretty interesting that dog, you know, their sense of hearing and their sense of smell is so much more powerful than ours. So maybe, exactly, as you're suggesting here, the everyday noises are more difficult. It's just, you know, I mean, it's something to think about much anything else. Be conscious of that. And I don't think a lot of noises are good for young humans either, for babies and young children who are developing still. I think that could be that those noises could be bad for children too, don't you think? Maybe?
Absolutely. As those delicate ears as part of the brain develop, absolutely those noises are sensitive to that development that's right. going on.
All right. A study suggesting lots of people have died from drug overdoses in the past year. These numbers are pretty damning, aren't they?
Yes, it's very sad, and it's what we really do expect, and it's not surprising, and it's just another one of the unfortunate occurrences of COVID-19 that for the first time ever in a 12-month period, over 100,000 people have died from drug overdose. And this was reported this week by the CDC. They finished reporting the period ending April of this year, the 12-month period. And that's just not even close to what's been the second highest month. So it's a whopping big increase. It's sad. And hopefully we can make some adjustments. There's too many drugs coming in and too much abuse of what's coming in. And, you know, it's just a sign of the times. And hopefully All right. we can turn this around.
So are we talking about drugs that are legal or illegal or both?
This is both.
Wow. I can't imagine that people want to do that to themselves. All right. The U.S. has, according to a research done by several different organizations, has figured that the rate of premature births in our country has declined for the first time in a number of years among all of our citizens, whether they be black or white, they're making a difference. A tenth of births in the U.S. were premature last year. That's down from the year before and the year before that. So I guess why would that be? Or fewer? This is percentages, not numbers. So we know the birth rate is declining, but the number of premature births is declining as well.
Well, hopefully it's because of better prenatal care.
Yeah, but there are some people who choose now. Well, some people, depending on their background, there are some natives who don't have access, whether it be down here in the 48 or up in Alaska, they don't have access to medical help. So that could be, you know, part of this, I would think. Aren't you?
Well, you would think that would make it worse. That's why you would have predicted during COVID people not getting as good prenatal care that things would have gotten worse. So it is a surprising finding.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken comes back in a few moments with questions for Dr. Ken in just a few moments here on DJV Health.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Past the hour now, DJV Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Kronhaus practices down in Mount Dura, Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic. He's recognized around the country, a spokesman for the American Heart Association. He is extraordinarily handy when it comes to doing telemedicine as well. I love going to his office, though, and getting the in-person treatment because he's so kind, considerate, and knowledgeable. And I think a lot of people who have that experience agree 100%. All right, first question has to do with testosterone levels in older men and how to help increase the levels. I love the definition here of older. If you're older than 45, I don't consider that to be old. I don't even want to consider me or you in our age bracket as older men. We're mature, middle-aged men, Ken. So, anyway, how do we increase testosterone levels?
Other than getting the doctor to write you a prescription is probably most effective. If your level is actually significantly low, it's going to take the doctor to write out the prescription. Exercise can help a little bit. Eating a balanced, healthy meal. And when you lose weight, losing too much fat actually can decrease the amount of testosterone you have. So that's kind of a tricky thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are other things that enter into testosterone. Remember, the last time I had my blood work done, my testosterone was about 670, as I remember, which is fairly high for somebody who is quote unquote my age.
You eat a balanced, varied diet. You exercise, and when you lose when you lose weight, you want to lose fat, not necessarily weight. And strength training will help. Reducing mental stress will help. Even getting better sleep quantity and quality. One thing that can help and is getting enough vitamin D, you certainly do that. Taking a multivitamin with supplements sometimes can try and help. Intermittent fasting has been shown to help. Limiting processed foods, just eating healthy fats. Boy, you're an expert at that. And after that, lifestyle, all those lifestyle items, then talking to the doctor about whether you need a prescription.
All right, the next question has to do with politics in medicine. I know you don't necessarily like to talk about this, but there are a lot of people, a lot of news outlets that are covering this health care bill, the big social spending bill that has focused on policies that may have been cut before, prescription drug prices and that sort of thing, dental benefits. If we can take the politics out of all of this stuff, if Dr. Ken Kronos had Nirvana, what kind of insurance and what policies would you like to see in a perfect world to take care of people?
I would like to have a healthcare system that incentivized healthy behaviors. I'm not blaming people for any of their illnesses, because so many of the illnesses that we get are due to our genetics, but we just talked about natural ways to improve our testosterone. I drive a car. If I don't have an accident, my rate goes down. And why should there not be similar incentives in healthcare to give people a bonus if they eat well, if they exercise, if they are successful in getting their weight down? Because they're able to, based on lifestyle issues, they're getting enough sleep, they're not smoking, they're working on their mental stress, and realizing that some are not going to be able to succeed, or they're drinking alcohol within reason. If they're practicing healthy behaviors, why don't we incentivize healthy lifestyles? Because we know that they're going to have a better outcome, so that there should be a benefit.
That's just genius. Exactly. Incentivize people. Make it important. Make it preventative focus, preventing people from getting it. Have that, have a health exam and prevention things paid for by insurance. It seemed it may be a lot less expensive in the long run for the insurance companies. Just practical common sense. Dr. Ken Kronos with lots of common sense here. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.